Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'll never say never to your wishes. I'll never let you fall. No, no. You always know I'm with it. I'm always on call.
Let's go. It's DJV time. I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria. Well, Jennifer in...
In spirit.
She's back, I think, today from Hawaii, but she had some stuff to do that keeps her from being back on the air with us till next Monday. Meanwhile, we're holding down the fort, trying to figure out what the Russians are up to. The head of the NSA told lawmakers yesterday in Washington that he's worried that some foreign government, hint the Ruskies, may be trying to undermine our election. Oh, you think? FBI investigating more cyber attacks on voter registration databases that can be traced back to Shmusha. Russia. Mother Russia. Officials think that more states might have been targeted, but this is classified information. The Democratic Party hacked by the Russians. A number of states have been hacked by the Russians. So what do? We go to war? Donald Trump says, let's go to war. Nah, he didn't say that. But apparently... Is this from the Hunt for Red October?
No, this is the Russian national anthem.
Is Copernicus standing up for this?
He would stand for this, yeah.
He would stand for this.
Good old Copernicus.
Colin Copernicus, yes. Would stand for this. Yeah, the Russian national anthem.
Copernicus is at it. Apparently, there's a little more of this, some information floating around on Colin Kaepernick and what he is all about or where he's from. The news media not doing much to dig into Mr. Copernicus. He's getting a lot of publicity, I guess. Is that... It doesn't hurt him any.
He's getting a lot of support, too. I mean, it's there are players on other teams that are following suit, so... Mm-hmm.
Well, are these all people that are following the Black Lives Matter movement?
Yeah. Well,
there's crossover.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's mostly.
So, there are people who say his fiancé has radicalized him. He's engaged to a DJ named Nessa Diab, who is a disc jockey. She's a hip-hop radio personality in San Francisco. And she's Muslim, and she's converted. I'm not sure whether he was or is, but they're going to have a Muslim wedding. But she's kind of cut out of a cloth that's different than what his background is. And there are a lot of people who think that she, as a Muslima, is the one who's influencing him to do this sort of thing.
I don't know. That's a problem. I don't know if that's her birth name. Right, I mean, that could be a name that she's chosen. Right. But it's like why are we blaming his fiance? Why can't he just, he's an adult man. Why can't he just accept that? You
don't
know,
think that men are influencing you? Lewis doesn't influence how you think or do things, and you don't influence him and what he doesn't think. I would say
why would all the blame be put on her?
I'm not necessarily. This isn't about blame. I'm not
saying you are. I'm saying if the press is now getting into this.
The question is whether or not he is on his own. I think it's an interesting question. On his own, did he come up with this, or did somebody suggest that this was something that might get him some attention? I think that's really what the question is.
Has he said anything about this? I don't know the answer. If he's been interviewed since all this began.
I don't think he's been interviewed. I think there are other people that are close. See, this is the thing. there's always somebody who's going to say, well, what he means by this is.
Right.
I'd rather talk to whoever it is and find out what they mean. But I think where there's a little bit of smoke, there may be a little bit of fire. And I'm not saying I think more than anything else, I'm just pointing out how influential women can be on the men they love and vice versa. Men can be influential on the women they love, whether this is, you know, what's going on here or not. It's an interesting speculative.
It's a guy who had two good years in the NFL. And now he stinks and he's looking for attention.
Right.
Has there been any? Actually,
but he doesn't
that's
have,
true.
Why does he need attention? He's going to get his 15 mil.
Well, but what's he going to do after that? I mean, you know, hey, I don't think that he's doing this for attention. I think he truly believes what he's doing, and good for him. He's got the right to do it. But, you know, a year ago, nobody was paying any attention to him. Mm-hmm. He was just a has-been on the bench.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's just looking around, nosing around. I find that sort of thing rather interesting. Football player, he doesn't have to worry about getting hurt because he doesn't play.
Right.
Right?
I think you've given him a new career, though, by naming him Colin Copernicus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. He could go in and do all kinds of cool films.
Does he want to be traded? Wasn't he trying, but nobody will take him because they don't want to pay his $15 million
right.
a year.
Yeah, nobody wants him.
Okay.
He would end up somewhere. I mean, you know, RG3 ended up somewhere. So, you know, they'll take him.
Lots of people talking about that, though, man. Whew. A lot of people with him. He's having some influence.
It's a big issue.
All right, let me see if I can influence how you think when it comes to taking care of your body. Healthy circulation is critically important to you as you get a little bit older. I'm talking about people who are in about the age that Victoria is. From that point on, your body starts to fall apart. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, Victoria, but your body is falling apart.
Just for a change of pace, you don't want to be the bearer of bad news.
No. I want you to be healthy and wealthy and wise as you grow older. And you're on the right track because you, having come into this den of thieves called the Good Day Gang, Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Richie, all the people that are a part of the program. Poor Kara with a broken leg. She's going to heal faster, though, because she's on Superbeats. People who are on Superbeats get blood in every part of their body, and that's what you want, because that's what heals. Blood is the healer. Blood brings the nutrition. It brings the oxygen. It brings everything that your body needs to every single area, as long as you get enough pressure to get it there. And in order to do that, you need to open up your arteries so that the blood from your heart can go everywhere, to your muscles, to your brain, to all of the various and sundry organs in your body and that's every organ in your body that needs support. 800-655-4183 to order your first 3-month supply of Superbeats. And you get an extra 30-day supply free when you mention Doug Steffen. You can order it online for sure. You get that deal at DougLikesBeats.com. But in general, let's get at it. Let's make sure your life is better, healthier. You're feeling good through and through. All right? Call 800-655-4183. Have you done a good job here convincing people? Take Superbeats every day?
You don't have to convince me.
Energy?
I'm there.
Stamina?
I'm on board.
800-655-4183. Get like Richie and Victoria. When you grow up, you're going to have the same great life that they have. By the fact you're using Superbeats, 800-655-4183.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She is one of the most successful doubles players of all time, capturing 112 titles, including 21 Grand Slam wins with her partner, Martina Navratilova.
Boom! Pam Shriver!
So where is Pam Shriver now? Pam married former James Bond actor George Lazenby in 2002. The couple had 3 children, but divorced in 2008. Pam has been a commentator for ABC and CBS and is currently with ESPN. While broadcasting Wimbledon in 2010, player James Blake took exception to the volume of her courtside commentary.
I'm just surprised.
Hey, Mr. Blake, I can still hear you.
James just yelled at me. I'm way above the court, but evidently he can hear me. He's got rabbit ears.
Quiet down, Pam. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
We text, we email, we call.
We're talking a lot, but Anthony Tijon wonders if we're connecting less.
On the Harvard Business Review blog, he shares three ways to connect better.
First, live in the moment. At a concert, he saw people recording through their phones, so they missed the full experience.
Second, create remarkable moments. Instead of commenting on other people's experiences, create your own.
Third, face real issues with real conversations. Digital communications are fine in their place. For weightier issues, nothing beats face-to-face conversations.
Slow down to connect with the people in your life. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
My theory is that San Francisco is keeping Copernicus because he's good for business. Much as they have a lot of
Jersey sales are number
team.
One.
Yeah.
Whether they're being burned or warned, they're selling them.
Baptized as a Methodist, grew up as a Lutheran, attended Baptist church during his college years. Says, quote, "My faith is the basis from where my game comes from." Terrible English. My God, what an awful sentence that is.
Not an English major.
"I've been very blessed to have the talent to play the game. Not blessed so much anymore."
Yeah.
But he gives credit to God, guiding him through every day, helps him take the right steps. Right steps helping to get him to the point where he's able to do what he's doing, and he talks about glorifying the Lord and that sort of thing. He got a lot of tattoos, a lot of Bible verses on his body in tattoo form. So his girlfriend is a Muslim. She's going to convert him. What's that going to do for his tattoos? What's going to happen?
Wait, do we know he's converting?
I believe that that's part of the marriage. She's going to get married in the Muslim.
My brother had tattoos Muslim of his faith. Two ex-wives' names, and he'd put lightning bolts and clouds over them.
Really?
I'm sure Copernicus can work it out, too.
Right.
I thought it was interesting, Doug, when he was 10 years old, in the fourth grade, he wrote a letter to himself predicting that he would be 6'4" tall, weigh 190 pounds, and go to the pros and play for the Niners or the Packers. He wrote a letter to himself saying that.
Okay, so here's where this goes as far as I'm concerned. Here's another example of somebody who put his mind into something, put his thoughts into action. And for that, I give him, that's why he's in our mind, because thoughts are things, and he has done several things that have put him in this place where he is. And whether we like him or we don't like him, I give him credit for understanding how sort of the system works, whether he stumbled into it accidentally or really learned.
He worked hard at it, obviously.
The connection to God or the, you know, the source or infinite intelligence, whatever you call it. Writing things down is a very powerful tool. 21 after the hour.